revisiting his policies. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden says today's employment report shows his economic policies are working.
President Biden says more than 8 million jobs have been created since he took office. The Labor Department reports employers added 428,000 jobs to the economy in April, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.6%. In a statement, the president says that job growth is a result of COVID response spending and the vaccination program. Still, he notes inflation and high prices remain a challenge for many families, saying there's more work to do. The president is calling on Congress to pass legislation to lower drug prices and strengthen the supply chain. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This afternoon, the president was in Hamilton, Ohio, outside Cincinnati, calling for more products to be made in the U.S.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle and send prices through the roof every time there's a disruption.
And the president says executives from Honeywell, GE, Raytheon, and others have joined him in an agreement where large manufacturers will help small ones. At least 18 people have died, several others injured in a powerful explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba, which authorities say was apparently caused by a gas leak. Officials say about a dozen others are missing, and searchers are looking for people who may be trapped. Friends and family of late Senator Orrin Hatch gathered in Salt Lake City, Utah to pay their respects, including Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who said Hatch cherishes work on the Judiciary Committee and the rule of law.
But Orrin also championed bipartisan efforts to lift up the vulnerable. Children's health insurance. Americans with disabilities.
Orrin Hatch served in the Senate for 42 years. He died last month at age 88. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A murder suspect wins enough votes to make it to the general election for a county board seat in Indiana.
39-year-old Andrew Wilhoit got 60 votes in the GOP race for the Clinton Township Board, enough to be on the ballot. In March, he was charged with murder in connection to the death of his wife, Nikki Wilhoit. Her body was later found in a creek near the couple's home, and because he's only been charged with a felony and not convicted, GOP Chair Debbie Ottinger says,
"You can't remove him. We could not go in and say, I want to remove this individual. A normal voter or resident of Boone County cannot go in and request that."
Wilhoit met the deadline to declare his candidacy for a party nomination in February prior to his arrest. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wilhoit can be removed from the ballot if he does so or if he's convicted. President Biden's announced more aid for Ukraine in the form of artillery and radar systems, saying the latest spending means he's nearly exhausted what Congress authorized for Ukraine in March. An administration official says the latest round of aid totals $150 million. Three high-profile members of the British royal family won't make an appearance with Queen Elizabeth for her Platinum Jubilee next month.
There's been speculation for months about whether Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, would stand beside his grandmother, the Queen, during her appearance on the balcony of Buckingham Palace to celebrate her 70th anniversary on the throne. Now, the Queen has settled the matter, saying that only working members of the royal family will join her on the balcony for the Royal Air Force flyover, following the traditional military review known as Trooping the Color. Prince Andrew won't be among the royals waving to the crowds as he stepped away from royal duties after reaching a multi-million pound settlement with a woman who accused him of sexual exploitation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.